headquarters. May I help you?
Hey, this is Pete from Cardiff. I'm trying to touch base here with Albert right now.
Hold on, who's this?
From Bank of Cardiff.
Hold on, let me see if he's available.
Thank you.
Mr. Russell, Pete from Bank of Cardiff. Pete.
Hello?
Hey, Albert, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, yourself?
Good, good. Very busy as usual. Is this a good time to chat for you? Sounds pretty busy.
I'm always busy this time of day.
I know. Hey, so I just had a quick meeting here with the underwriting department about your file. And this is the feedback I got from them. So because you had the, credits in the 560s, because it came back to exactly 560, so that took away a lot of our options as far as getting you that large loan in order to pay down that existing current capital that you have with new Logic and Principus. So what we got for you is that second chance program I was referring to before, where, you know, this isn't really a solution to the problem, but it'll help you. I guess it's more of a band-aid for you until, you know, your bank statements get a little better and credit goes up. So, you know, by no means is this a solution to what you're looking to do, but it can get you some cash flow that you need to just do some general repairs or things like that. We got you approved for $30,000. It is a really short term. It's only 3 months, just a little bit over 3 months. Is that something that could work for you at all, or?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Yeah, we also have a tiny one, too. I think it's for $5,000 over five months.
The thing about it, like the credit scores, you know why the credit scores are like they are, don't you?
Why? Was it medical bills, or?
No. The credit scores are like that because there's so many people inquiring about our thing. Our situation.
Exactly.
I must get 10 or 12 calls a day. I heard you're looking for money.
And do you apply with every single one of these?
No.
Okay.
But they all go against your credit score.
No, they don't. They can't run your credit without your consent.
I know, but the inquiry show the credit bureau.
Well, Albert, I wouldn't be giving your information to them if I were you. Don't sign any paperwork, because they're not allowed to run credit unless you sign an application.
Okay, I haven't signed anybody.
Because the only one, you signed one with us, and that's why we pulled your credit, obviously.
Yeah, but you're one of the few.
One of the few? Okay.
Yep, I think it's about three.
Well, this is my suggestion is pay down your balances a little more, because that's really the issue here, is because you owe $60,000, and, you know, typically we usually lend about 10 to 15% of gross annual sales, so if we lent you $60,000, it would have been all paid back, and you wouldn't really have returned anything on it. You would have just used it to pay down your loans. So this $30,000 is on the side to what you owe, so it's just something to get you by if that works for you, just to just keep cash coming in.
No, right now, that won't help me, but I'll keep you in mind.
Yeah, I'll circle back in a few months, and hopefully those balances are paid down a little more. It'll open some more options for you.
What's it called when we paid off by the end of the year?
Which one, New Logic or Principus?
No, Principus of year.
Okay, that'll help the case out a lot. Try and get that New Logic.
New Logic won't be paid off until next May.
I think that's, if you're looking to get that larger amount of capital, Albert, that's really you're gonna have to wait on. Just because with your credit, I just don't think anybody's going to be able to approve you for around 100 or 150K like you were looking for.
Okay.
All right, keep my number if you have any questions regarding financing, anything else. You're talking to other lenders, you're more than welcome to come back and ask me some questions, run something by me.
Okay, thank you.
All right, take care, Albert. Thank you. Enjoy Orange for me.
That was your first. Thank you.